Week 2, Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven, from the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle, and the plants to serve men's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests, On the treetops, the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1. These are the words spoken by Moses beyond the Jordan to the whole of Israel. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, "You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Move on from here. Continue your journey. Go to the highlands of the Amorites, to those who make their homes in the Arabah, in the highlands, in the lowlands, in the Negeb, and in the coastland. Go into the land of Canaan, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river Euphrates. This is the land that I have made over to you. Go and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their descendants after them. It was then that I told you, I cannot carry the burden of you by myself. The Lord your God has multiplied you, till now you are like the stars of heaven in number, and the Lord your God is going to increase you 1,000 times more, and bless you as he promised. So how can I carry the heavy burden of you, and your bickerings all by myself? Bring me wise men, shrewd and tested, out of each of your tribes, therefore, and I will make them your leaders." And you answered me, "Your plan is a good one." And so I selected tribal leaders for you, wise men and tested, and appointed them to lead you, captains of thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens, and scribes for your tribes too. At that time I told your judges, "You must give your brother a fair hearing and see justice done between a man and his brother or the stranger who lives with him. You must be impartial in judgment and give an equal hearing to small and great alike. Do not be afraid of any man, for the judgment is God's. Should a case be too difficult, bring it to me, and I will hear it. and I gave you directions at that time for everything you were to do. Responsory based on Deuteronomy 10. The Lord your God is God of gods, the great God, triumphant and terrible, who is never partial, never deceived by bribes. Given equal hearing to small and great alike, do not be afraid of any man, for judgment belongs to God, who is never partial, never deceived by bribes. A reading from the letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to the Ephesians. Now, since Jesus Christ has given such glory to you, it is only right that you should give glory to him. And this, if sanctification is to be yours in full measure, means uniting in a common act of submission and acknowledging the authority of your bishop and clergy. Not that this is an order I am issuing, as though I were someone of importance. It is true that I am a prisoner for the name's sake, but I am by no means perfect in Jesus Christ as yet. I am only a beginner in discipleship, and I am speaking to you as fellow scholars with myself. In fact, it is you who really ought to have been giving me lessons, lessons in faith and admonishment and patience and toleration. All the same, where you are concerned, love will not suffer me to hold my peace, and that is why I venture to recommend an action that reflects the mind of God. For we can have no life apart from Jesus Christ. And as he represents the mind of the Father, so our bishops, even those who are stationed in the remotest parts of the world, represent the mind of Jesus Christ. That is why it's proper for you, for your conduct and your practices, to correspond closely with the mind of the bishop. And this, indeed, they are doing. Your justly respected clergy, who are a credit to God, are attuned to their bishop like the strings of a harp, and the result is a hymn of praise to Jesus Christ from minds that are in unison and affections that are in harmony. Pray then, come and join this choir, every one of you. Let there be a whole symphony of minds in concert. Take the tone altogether from God and sing aloud to the Father with one voice through Jesus Christ, so that he may hear you and know by your good works that you are indeed members of his Son's body. A completely united front will help to keep you in constant communion with God. If I myself reached such an intimacy with your bishop in a brief space of time, an intimacy that was less of this world than of the Spirit, how much more fortunate must I count you, who are as inseparably one with him as the Church is with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ with the Father, so constituting one single harmonious unity throughout. Let no one be under any illusion. A man who excludes himself from the sanctuary is depriving himself of the bread of God, for if the prayer of one or two individuals has such efficacy, how much more powerful is that of the bishop together with his whole church? Responsory from Ephesians 4. I implore you, for the sake of the Lord, to lead a life worthy of your vocation. Do all you can to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were all called into one and the same hope when you were called. Do all you can to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favourably to the prayer of your people and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.